So, you said you wanted a fantasy tonight, and it involved calling me on the phone. I think I understand, but send me a voice message explaining it before you call. And if I have any questions, I'll ask, but I think I got it. Yeah, I understand. So, you're fixing the call? Okay, wait a minute. According to the way the fantasy goes, I would call you, right? Okay, I'll call you in 5 minutes, Mark. Just practicing using your name for the night. Okay, here I go. Hey, Mark. Did Terry tell you he was having to drive down to his old office tonight? And I guess it was actually your office, too. He's convinced he left some papers down there he needs for something like his taxes, I think. Stuff like that goes in one ear and out the other with me. I just heard he needed some papers down there. I was just letting you know in case you were maybe going to get up and go down to his office looking for him. So you're all settled for the night? Okay, have everything you need, I hope. You don't need another pillow or blanket. If you think of anything, this is my phone number you can call me on. So, has Kathy called you? I'm sorry you two are fighting. Yeah, she's one of my best friends, but I know how she can be. How long have you two been fighting? Really? So, you haven't lived with her for over a month? She hasn't told me anything about it. Wow, a month apart, I bet you have gotten rather lonely. You don't mean that it's over? Well, it won't take you long to find someone else. I just mean, come on, it won't take you that long to find somebody. I mean, you're pretty damn hot. I'm sorry, I guess. I mean, that would be a bad thing, wouldn't it? I mean, since you're Terry's best friend and everything, I was just saying, why did you ask that? Sounds like maybe you would hit on me. I know, that would be wrong. I guess in a way it would be wrong. Well, I mean, if we actually did something that was wrong. I mean, physically, if we did something. But there's things people can do that aren't physical, but more mental, I guess that's the word. I'm sure you're not interested in hearing me ramble, Mark. Well, I don't even know if you find me attractive anyway. Okay, well, maybe I did know you find me attractive. Well, it's not hard to tell. Out by the pool today, you were staring holes through me. No, I actually kind of liked it. That's sort of why I came back inside. Things changed into my really tiny bikini, so you could see pretty much all of me. Oh, the mental thing I was talking about. I may blush a little, but I heard you and Kathy liked to talk or used to talk naughty on the phone. No, Terry didn't tell me. It was actually Kathy. And she told me that you were really good at it. You're always so sweet. It's hard to believe that you have a really dirty mind. Am I making you uncomfortable? I guess I need to say this first. I mean, you never tell Terry that I'm talking like this to you, would you? Come on. You could keep a little secret, couldn't you? Well, if you don't know, then I guess I need to hang up. I wasn't really trying to convince you to do anything. I was maybe willing to let you talk me into it. That's what Terry says a lot of times. I mean, he probably wouldn't even get mad at me doing this. Come on, I am sure he's told you some of the little games we play sometimes. Well, let's just say talking naughty with a friend of his on the phone might be one of the small things we've ever done. Oh, I will tell you more about all that later. I'm just laying here in bed, snug under the covers, and enjoying teasing you a little bit. Are you under the covers too? Do you have on pajamas? And like pajama top and bottom, maybe with footies built in? No. So how does Mark sleep? Oh my goodness. Boxer briefs only, huh? I don't know. Why don't you guess how I sleep? No, I don't have on pajamas. I guess I sort of wear what you wear. Silly, I just have on a pair of little black panties. No bra. Yeah, I wore a t-shirt, but I took it off after we talked a few minutes. Because I wanted you. You sound like you're really nervous. You're not gonna say anything, are you? I bet he saw you looking at me the way you were looking at me. Are you okay? Oh, these are probably a little bit smaller than my bikini today. Yes, it's possible to be smaller, trust me. So, are your boxer briefs really tight? Just saying, because I mean that bathing suit was really tight today. Did you wear that just for me? I think you did. I think you wanted me to see how big something was, and I already knew. Kathy told me that you had a really big cock, and after today, I know she wasn't lying. It's not making you uncomfortable now for me to talk like that. I don't know, I just thought we would talk to each other because he's gonna be gone several hours. And I knew from the way you were looking at me today that you were probably in your room thinking about me. Yes, I've been looking at me. I was thinking about how good you look today. Yeah, you just heard a deep breath, and I think I heard one come from your end of the phone, too. So, can I ask you something? Is your cock really hard? Did I shock you? Whatever, I think you liked it. Yeah, you can ask me something. My pussy is a little wet, I'm sure. Because I'm laying here in bed playing with it a little bit. Probably 10 minutes. You couldn't tell. I'm just rubbing up and down my pussy lips through my panties. Well, you need to tell me those things. I like thinking about you laying in the guest room right beside me, touching your cock. I am a naughty girl. That's so hot, thinking about a man playing with his cock. When I put the extra blanket in there today, I put something else in there for you. Look over on the right side of the bed at the nightstand. You should see a small bottle. Can you see what it is? It's dark in there, and I have to tell you. Yeah, it's a bottle of lube. Or do I need to say it's a bottle of lubricant? I was just thinking if maybe you wanted to take those boxer briefs off. And I don't know, maybe kick them on the floor. Thinking it turns you on for me to tell you everything, obviously. I was thinking maybe you would enjoy squirting a lot of that lubricant all over your cock. Well, if you did that, I would probably let you tell me all kind of dirty thoughts. What do I have to do first? I kicked those off on the floor 10 minutes ago. They were really, really wet. I'm getting the sheets on this bed wet too, so it's okay because I'm laying on his side of the bed. No, of course, I'm not gonna tell him what I was doing. I mean, if he asked, I might tell him I played with my pussy, but I had to. Oh, you did put lube on your cock. Oh, you're stroking it? Okay, put the phone down there a few seconds. You do have a big cock because it took a long time to stroke from top to bottom. How big is it? 10 inches, you swear. Is it really thick? Because it looked really, really thick in that bathing suit. I would be really sad if I lost a cock like that. I've never really lost a guy until I was ready to lose him. I guess I'm either lucky, or maybe I guess I could be just that good. Which one do you think it would be? Why would you guess that I'm just that good? I mean, I know I'm a good fuck. Wait a minute. Actually, I'm a great fuck. Because I have the most important quality that makes you great. And that's the love of it. I love to fuck. You know when a man just takes control, and I'll let you know by the way I act that I want it. Yes, that means as hard as he wants also. Guess I'm pretty good on top because seems that once I ride a guy, seems like that's the way he wants me most of the time after that. Well, that and doggy style, and probably for the same reason. Well, I mean, I know I've got a cute bubble butt, and I've been told it really feels good when I ride a guy, especially when I start grinding on him. I know when Terry does me doggy style, he's always saying how he's looking at the eighth wonder of the world. And Sean says the same. It's just this guy from New York that comes to visit us. He hasn't told you why he comes to visit. Terry's never told you that he's a voyeur. You know, he likes watching women he's with be with other people. So that's who Sean is. A guy from New York, I know that has a really big cock, and he comes down maybe once a month, and well, you know, he fucks me pretty much all weekend in front of Terry. I know, shocking, huh? Told you I was a naughty little girl. I would have thought Kathy would have told you about that. Well, I mean, she knew because I told her. She thought it was really, really hot. Slow your breathing down. Sounds like you're fixing to come, and I don't want you to yet. Now listen to you. The man that was so shy is now trying to talk to me, to coming next door. We can't do that. What about your best friend? You wouldn't be able to face him tomorrow, would you? As turned on as I am, if you keep asking me that, Mark, you're gonna get us in trouble. I mean, I keep thinking about that big hard cock right next door to me, and it's all I can do not to come over there. You know, I could probably come next door and give you a hand job. I mean, you could play with my pussy with your fingers, I guess, if you promise not to go any further. And maybe don't push your finger inside of me. No, I'm not shy, so cut your lamp on. I think I just heard you cut it on. Okay, give me a couple of minutes to make my hair real pretty and maybe get this pussy juice off my fingers. I taste really sweet, actually. No, just let me run a brush through my hair about. Okay, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. I'm knocking to see if maybe you might want to tell me to come on in. Hey, Mark, that's sort of the way you were looking at me by the pool. I hope it's okay, because I knew that what we were going to be doing, so I didn't bother putting my panties back on. Turn around like this. You're looking at my butt really close, aren't you? So you want me to crawl in bed with you? Hey there. I didn't think we would be here when you were laying by the pool, did you? So I'm thinking maybe you need to pull the covers down and let me see something. Exactly. You've seen all my goodies, so let me see. Whoa, that's bigger than 10 inches.
No, you measure it from right here all the way up to here. What's it feel like having your best friend's girlfriend hand wrapped around your cock? That's okay, I'll just use spit. Guys seem to like that. Maybe that's enough. Does that feel really good? Whoa, what are you trying to do? Okay, I did say you could play with me, didn't Yes, I like that. Oh my god, you really know how to do that? It's so damn big. Oh my god, I didn't say you could start kissing my neck like that. We shouldn't do any more than this, probably. You have your hands all over my ass now. I said you couldn't put your finger inside me, and you're trying to. Oh my god. Yes, that feels good. He's in and out. Oh my god, I know you want me to do that. You're not gonna tell him, are you? Yes, he's watched me with other guys, but you are his best friend, so I'm not sure he would approve. You really want me to do that, don't you? You want me to take your cock in my mouth, right? Oh, no, don't stop. Oh, you're gonna make me do this. Oh, you like that, didn't I guess I didn't tell you that I can suck cock really good, also. I cannot believe you did that. Yes, it feels good. Don't stop. Yes, you can come in my mouth. I want you to come in my mouth. I thought I was gonna choke trying to swallow all that. Because you're gonna make me come. No, don't do that. Oh, we said we can't do this. I can't pull away because you're too strong. And you're hard again. Oh, you're so wrong. Oh, don't stop. Yes. Does that pussy feel good wrapped around that big cock? Oh my god. Oh, you're fucking me so good. You're gonna make me come all over that cock. Yes, you can. Oh, just lay still and let me. Oh, you like that? Oh my god, you're gonna make me come. Yes. What are you doing? Yes, like that. I'm
gonna be. Oh yeah, that feels so good. Yes, fuck me. Oh, you've got me through it so turned on. Oh, just like that. Yeah? Okay, let me turn around. You want that reverse cowgirl, huh? Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, how's that feel? Don't move, just let me move my ass. Yeah, you like that? You like what you see, don't you? You like the way I bounce my ass poking you? Yeah? Oh, God, I love what I feel. Oh, dick feels so good. Oh, my God. Yeah? Oh, keep fucking me, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. Yeah? Keep fucking me. I want two orgasms. Yeah? You're gonna come too? Yeah? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck yeah. Yes. Oh yes. Come inside that pussy. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh yes. I'll tell you what pussy. Yes. Just like that. Oh my god. Yes. Buckets. Oh my god, I'm so... Oh my god, I'm coming. Oh yes, yes, yes. Oh my god. Oh, come all over the ass. Fuck. Oh, almost done. Oh, finger me when you start coming. Oh my god, my life's shaking. Oh my god, that pussy's so good. Oh god.
Girlfriend, don't you? Oh, please. Oh my god. I thought you were gonna come inside. Oh my god, you're coming all over my ass. Oh my god, be quiet, I have to answer this. Hello? Yeah, you woke me up. I guess he went to sleep. I haven't talked to him since he went upstairs tonight when you were down there with me. When are you coming home? Really? Not till morning, huh? Will you call me before you come home so I can be sure to be awake? You know, I want to fool around with you. Okay, I'll talk to you in a few hours. So he's gonna be a while. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean we can... I guess it doesn't matter now. But first, go get a wet towel out of the bathroom and please clean all of that off my back. And don't take too long. I want that hard cock back inside me. Just remember, this is all your fault. You're the strong one and I couldn't fight you off. Yes, you can go down on me. Oh my god, what have we started?